Hurkun o ki trap sonsun. Trap sonsun, trap sonsun. Trap sonsun, trap donsun. Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булан. Дагаж дуудан дур булан буруулаа.
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. We got a great, great show today. We're going live. We got Tyler Smith, the man, the Marine. The guy's a Marine, a badass. He fought for our right to have a podcast. He's also a fighter, a wrestling coach, an actor. He was in a band. This dude has done everything but have a job.
A couple bands.
So,
yeah. All while having shitty part-time jobs.
I love it. Now he does security. He's the man. We also have Ween Dog in the house.
What's up, dude?
I've watched you grow from a virgin to a creep.
Yep.
I'm kidding. You're killing it, man. You're killing the game. Awesome. You look good. You look healthy.
Oh, I just started keto. I've been on keto for about 3 days now. Which, you know, I went on keto for a while. I lost like 25 pounds and then I gained like 15 pounds.
Yes. Have you started getting like keto flu or any of the shitty parts yet?
No, because I'm not really going 100% keto. I'm like 95% keto, you know, where I'm not like trying to purposely intake a high amount of fat.
Sneaking that candy though.
No. I'm just like, I just basically right now just cut out carbs and sugar, but I feel a little bit better, you know. Thank you.
Yes, you do.
Greg
Wilson's
on his way. He thought the show was at 1.
Oh, he is coming.
He's coming.
Okay.
But listen, now it's time to forget what you know. Yes, Frog. Forget. I said it. Forget it. Come on, people. It's time to forget everything you believe you know about frogs, because this particular one will literally knock your shirts off. Okay? Froggy MMA. Yes, people. I'm talking about Froggy MMA. It is the new challenger in the ring, ready to take on the big guys with their new kick-ass collection of MMA gear. And listen, I don't care how tough you think you are. Some of you guys think you're so fucking tough. You're not that tough, okay? You can bet your bottom dollar that if you let these guys hit you with their gear, it will be an instant knockout. Boom. Faster than Ben Askren get knocked out. 5 seconds. But you're out. You're out cold. Because their shirts and hoodies are so damn fluffy and comfortable. It will make grown-up men curl in fetal position with a huge grin on their face. I love doing that, especially after sex.
Every time I sleep, I end up waking up in a complete fetal position.
Really?
Like, it's comfortable.
It is comfortable.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
And they're even softer than Bisping after round two against Henderson, okay? These shirts feel so good on your skin, you'll never want to take them off again, unless it's a change to another one, all right? They even got one for my little baby. They gave her a little baby onesie.
Nice.
It's her favorite thing to wear. Okay, you better get one each day of the week. Otherwise, I can guarantee you it'll become part of your body. You won't be able to take the thing off, okay? And don't forget your kids or the other half. My wife has a Froggy MMA thing. I have a Froggy MMA. Honestly, she never wears my shirts. She wears a Froggy MMA.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm telling you, and they will love you forever being so considerate. You'll never have to fork out money for marriage or canceling, nothing, okay? There's more, because this frog isn't in it for the money. They're not. It's for Chris and Joe, the founders of Froggy MMA. They're actually amazing people. They came to go see my show in Atlanta like 3 different times. I think it was in Tennessee. They came from Atlanta.
Whoa.
And they train with Lima, the Lima brothers.
Awesome.
Yeah. They're really good people, okay? And they've taken themselves into support the sport, and they know how frustrating it is to obtain sponsorships, to deal with promotional demands, and they're like, screw that. We're going to do it because of their love of the game. So support them, okay? They're sponsoring Josh Danger Marrer, Chelsea Bandita Brooks, and Hurricane Heather Joe Clark. Yes, Heather. We love Heather, okay? And with your help, they'll be able to soon add more people to fighters to their families. So check them out. Froggy MMA. Froggy MMA. Follow them on Instagram. Follow them on Twitter. Check them out. Froggy MMA.
Yeah,
also, Speedweed. Marijuana is legal in California. It is legal in California. You don't have to leave your house to get it. So go to speedweed.com. They will deliver it right to you. They got everything from THC sex lube to CBD to edibles. They're just great, great people. Okay? And I love it. I love Speedweed. I'm all about it. I think their sexual CBD THC lotion saving my life. I'm not kidding, okay? Because
I keep forgetting to try
Dude,
it.
Dude, I'm telling
I keep
you,
forgetting. Like, I have it in my truck, ready to go, and like I just won't put it in my pocket.
My wife's kind of conservative, and she's like, get the lube. We don't have sex without it.
Right.
It makes sex so much better, and the weed's great, and they have all kinds of goodies. Check them out, speedweed.com. Mention Roasted, you get $10 off, $100 or more.
Rad.
I'll get all kinds of great edibles here. We got,
what do we got?
CBD, cannabis strips here.
Breast those are my favorite. Let me see those.
Yes.
It is my favorite.
We'll take one right now.
Ooh, 4-to-1 CBD oil. That's nice.
And also the sex lube, it isn't just for if you have a girlfriend or a wife. You can use it for masturbation as well.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, might as well get high when you masturbate.
Yeah.
Check them out.
I usually am high when I masturbate.
And really? Sparks Cannabis?
I don't feel cannabis. As bad.
What's up, guys? Let me talk to you about Sparks Cannabis. It's a vertically integrated, family-owned and operated cannabis company out of California's Central Valley. And they're going to remove the stigma and stereotypes that are associated with cannabis by showing how cannabis fits into the motto, everyone, every day. They got higher quality products. And they strive to provide curated experiences rather than a couch-locked high where you're just like sitting there like, oh, I can't move. No. Their Excite and Exhale product lines do this by focusing on the strains, terpenes, and how they interact to give you that curated experience. They're launching their flower line of premium pre-rolls and flower with pens and cartridges to follow by the end of the year. You got to try their Sparks pre-rolls with premium 2-to-1 CBD THC flower. Same premium flower with less kick. I've been smoking the Sparks cannabis, and trust me, people, this is the best stuff out there. By far the best stuff out there. And they love the planet, which is why they strive to be as eco-friendly as possible. And they're proud to be one of the first farms to have technologically advanced greenhouses that are completely solar-powered, which helps them reduce their carbon footprint, okay? You got to check it out. Sparks Cannabis. You got to go SparksCannabis.com. On Instagram, they're Sparks Cannabis, and they're great people. They're great marijuana, and you gotta check them out. Sparks Cannabis, highly recommend.
Thank you, Sparks Cannabis, and check out Manscaped. Listen, people, support for MMA Roasted comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Be professional. I once tried shaving my balls by myself. I cut them. It looked like I had fucking herpes, a rash. It hurt. I was wearing some kind of underwear, and I finally got lucky, and the girl was like, I'm not going near that thing, okay? And then sometimes you try to trim yourself, and you end up looking like Edward Scissorhands, and just it's like messed down there. It's terrible, okay? It's not good. You got to check out the professionals, which is Manscaped, all right? Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Yeah. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skincare technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts.
All right? Dude, that is
how cool
lifesaver.
Is that?
Yeah.
Manscaping accidents are a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer as on your face. Like, how do you want your balls smell? Your face smelling like your balls?
That's why I use my roommate's trimmer.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But there are some people like your balls are sweating all day. They're who knows what's going on down there, and then you're putting it on your face?
Yeah.
Come on. People smell like ball sack. It's not good. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And you get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMAROASTED at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you, okay? My balls gave me a personalized thank you card recently. I'm like, how did you guys even write? All right,
That's sweet.
You get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMAROASTED at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code MMAROASTED. Check them out, okay? Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, okay? Support MMA Roasted. It comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Number one. We want number one.
Boom.
All right. So it's been a great, good week. It was just crazy. I had an audition, right? And this was the one where I know when I bomb auditions because I do it frequently.
Yeah.
But this one, I'm like, it was like five of us in a room. We were making fun of singers, like American Idol meets, you know, funny, whatever. And it got to the point where like I had a joke for everybody, really quick jokes, and the other comics in the room were like, dude, you're really good at this, man. Holy shit. But I'm like, if I don't get this, there's something off.
Right.
I'm like, if I don't get this, something wrong. But then when I walked in, there was like the casting director just knew this other guy. Like, they were just best friends. And these guys looked like me. I'm like, there's got to be. So then, of course, I don't get it. The person who got me the audition was like, hey, did you hear back? I'm like, no. She's like, oh, well, I guess you didn't get it. I'm like, thanks for reminding me that I didn't get it.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
The picture, it was the best friends. And it made me like really appreciate a couple things.
Nepotism in Hollywood?
Wrestling, it made me appreciate. Because the thing that's so pure about wrestling is if you're the best guy in the room,
you're the best guy in the room.
Yep. It doesn't matter if the ref knew somebody or the coach knew somebody. It's the most pure thing. And same with fighting, usually. Because there's no judges in wrestling either.
Right.
I mean, and there is, I think, in Greco-Roman maybe or something, but not in like, maybe a ref can screw up something. But for 99.9% of the time, it's just...
It's pretty cut and dry, yeah.
It's so pure. And stand-up comedy is sort of that way too, when you're on stage. When you get off stage and all of a sudden there's booking and this
right,
and that.
Right.
I've had plenty of showcases where I thought I had the best reaction that I didn't get. And then all of a sudden you realize that like this comic's managed by the person who's putting on the show. And it's just things are out of your...
Right.
But stand-up comedy and wrestling are two things where it's just, it's very pure. And I don't know. It really made me appreciate...
Well, yeah, because results are instant. Not the results, but your feedback is instant. Like, if you say a joke and people laugh, all right, it was a good joke. If they don't, okay, shitty joke or whatever.
Greg Wilson just joined us.
Hey, sorry.
Hey. I was saying, I had this audition that I thought I nailed. Like, it was one of those things. It was like five comics in a room making one-liners about somebody. I'm like, it was like made
right
for
up your
me.
Alley. Totally. This is you all day.
And I was getting the biggest laughs.
Right.
Every
You're definitely
time.
Not going to get it.
No, biggest laughs every time. Where other comedians afterwards who are not like the nicest comics were like, damn, you're really good at this. Like,
right.
Holy shit. And I'm like, I got this. Like this beautiful black woman was like, man, you're funny as hell. You know, where do you perform at? Like, it was one of those things. And I'm like, okay. But then when I walked in the room, the casting director knew two of the guys that were like my type. Tall, not tall, white. You know, male. Yeah.
Tall, muscular,
I'm
handsome.
Like, I'm perfect.
Strong build, big dick. You know, everything.
Male.
It's like,
you know, my type, my type.
And I'm like, if I don't get it, there's something off. And then when I looked at who got it, it was those two guys.
Yeah.
And it was a black comic and an Asian comic and a white. Like, they went down they had to get every single part. And I was like, of course. Like,
yeah.
Of course. And I'm like, but I was saying how it makes you appreciate the art of stand up comedy because if you're funny, they're going to laugh for the most part. And also combat sports, because if you're good, you're going to win, or if you're better than the person. But there's very few things.
Generally, yes.
There are very few things.
Unless you send it to that's why you never want to send it to the judges, because that's when things get screwy, and it's the guy who you obviously think should have won sometimes doesn't, and you're like, what the fuck?
I was saying wrestling, because there's no judges in wrestling.
Right, that's scripted in advance.
No, like wrestling.
Oh, I thought you were talking WWE. I'm like, of course no judges in that. I mean,
if you're
like,
the best guy, you're obviously going to win.
Exactly. No, they already know who's going to win going in there.
Like amateur wrestling.
Oh, okay. You know, right. Like NCAA,
collegiate
high school.
Collegiate and Olympic wrestling.
It seems like that's one of the most beautiful things about that sport. But is it too hot in here?
No, it's fine.
But there are very few things out there that it almost sets you up for failure because you get to life and you're like, wait, this isn't fair. This isn't fair.
Yeah.
How come this isn't fair?
Dude, the Marine Corps fucking ruined my life because it got me used to people just putting their head down and doing what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it. And
well, that's
like,
what they want.
I go, and
I mean,
now I go to work
though.
And I'm like, hey, can we get this done? Oh, well, you know, if and I shouldn't have. It's like, fucking shut up and just do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Just do your job.
Just
do your job. That's
also,
it.
But you're also a different kind of Marine where, like, you know, you're
Jewish.
You want a Tulsi Gabbard to win. You're up for Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, dude, Tulsi 2020, baby. Let's go.
So, I like her. She's smart. She's good.
Let's go.
I like her, too.
She has some questionable things.
She's also
people like
Air Force,
you know.
Right? Or she what was
Army.
It? Army.
Yeah.
But you're also, you don't vote, a lot of Marines and military, they vote straight Republican. Like they're just,
straight up, yeah.
And that seems like that's not you.
Yeah. Well, it's like
a lot of
guys will vote like...
He may have followed me out.
You know, one issue voters.
Right.
Gun laws.
Abortion.
You know, Second Amendment stuff, abortion stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
All
the good
I think
stuff.
That's public in general, though. A lot of the, like now, it seems like.
It's tragic that people are still fooled into thinking that they really give a shit about that. Like the abortion, so many people like vote Republican based on the abortion thing, but they haven't done shit about it in like 30 years.
Yeah.
It's a fucking lie. They
say but
they
also,
care.
Yeah, but also, it's like if you're going to go on one thing and just not even worry about, like, okay, Trump's you know, pro-life or whatever, so we're going to vote for him and not worry about all the other bullshit. Like, come on. Like, use your brains.
That's all we're saying.
I don't know why we're talking about politics.
Full of shit. Don't get me wrong. They're completely... They're all full of shit. You know, gun reform and everything. What have they done in the last 50 fucking years? Right. Zero. It's all fucking lies. And I mean that on both sides.
And a lot of those... Also, all a lot of Democrats are, like, pro-environment, and they're, like, taking their private jets everywhere. You know,
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the Hummer.
It's all a sham.
So, anyway, let's talk about some fights.
Anarchy 2020. Some
fights that totally. It's all bullshit both ways. It's like... You watch it and you're like, although I think Biden buried himself in those debates.
Oh, he started off saying, go easy on me, kid. Like, why would he say that? And he was mic'd. You know you're mic'd, dude, right?
You're running for the president of the United States,
and everyone
right?
kept, like, finishing their statement. They'd be like, time, and they would finish the statement. But he would just shut up. Like, they would say time, like, okay.
Those are the rules.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And he kept they stuttering, told me to and stop. He couldn't find his words. I'm like, dude.
Hey, you know what? The guy's 75 years old, so.
Exactly. I'm like, you just demonstrated you're not the guy because you don't stand a chance against
you don't think
Trump.
He's got the best chance, though?
No.
Who has a better chance?
We'll see who emerges. Personally, I like Elizabeth Warren. That's
Trump 2020.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Why? Another 4 years of chaos. I mean, I'm into that too.
He just likes to take the opposite stance.
How can you not like Donald Trump? He's like the best freaking president we've ever had.
There it is. Okay. Which listen, wait. And let's be honest. People that believe that honestly believe that. You know.
Yeah. You're
welcome to believe
things.
That all you want. You
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's politics.
The economy's good. If the economy tanks, it's going to be a lot of problems. Yeah. A lot of people are like pro Trump because they're getting rich or they're doing well monetarily.
Right, and you know what? It's hard to knock a guy out when the economy's good.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that. Because they talk about voting on one issue. That's one issue across the board.
Yeah, fair enough.
That
yeah.
everybody feels Democrat, Republican, Independent doesn't matter. If you're doing well, you notice, and you're like, well, I don't want to stop this gravy train.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine? Let's say Bernie Sanders wins, right, and then all of a sudden everything tanks. Like how much that would set back Democrats for like
completely
100 years.
Like, I will laugh.
That, I'm laugh. Like all of a sudden gas prices are like $18 a gallon.
And that's why I think it can't be Bernie because he would make people fear for the economy slowing down and that would scare everybody away from him.
But people thought when Trump won everything would go to chaos too, which almost
is true.
Almost make well
fit in a really, different way.
In a different way, not financially, in every other category.
I don't know.
It feels like since he got elected, the entire country has just been on the verge of just imploding.
But I don't feel like my life is that different than when Obama was president.
It's not.
No.
So then...
It's not. And that's the point. But people are so scared of the what if. We could do this. Or he's the type of person that would do this.
Maybe it's social media has changed. Now you know people's opinions where before you didn't know everyone's opinion.
I think that's part of it. That's part of it. I think the concern we have to have is the fact that this economy, this booming economy, we've seen this before. Here's the thing. We've seen it before. It's called laissez-faire economics. We saw it in the roaring 20s when things were as big and as fast and as beautiful as they get. And what came right after it?
The Great fucking Depression.
That's what happens when you build an economy based on deregulation.
But are they giving out housing loans to everybody right now?
That was the last time they did
that. Again, that was 2008.
Again,
that was
insane,
but right now they're not doing that.
Right, but I'm saying it's about deregulation. At that time, they deregulated the housing industry, allowed investment banks and commercial banks to merge their funds so that they weren't separate entities.
So what are they deregulating now?
Now they're deregulating everything. Every possible regulation you could want has all been taken out. There's zero enforcement.
Yeah.
And essentially, it works like this, okay? You take the brakes off a car, it's going to go faster, but it's also definitely going to crash.
Yeah.
And that's the reality.
I do fear that.
The Greg Romero.
But let's see. Okay, so let's talk about PFL for a second. That's something I do know about.
Brilliant.
So Chris Wade now is in the playoffs. You know, I like Chris Wade. He's a guy that... you know, good guy that never got the props. They put him up against Dagestani guys. I don't know what they're doing in Dagestan. Like, why is this little place... just breed such killers.
The Bears, dude.
It's all the Bears.
That's the majority of their economy is being hired to be killers for other governments. I mean, that's what they breed
but
there. It's
fair
a cold,
enough, yeah.
hard country. I mean, that's their culture.
I know.
Seemingly. I'm
good
guessing.
Old, no, well, good old Chechen.
I'm joking mostly.
Well,
I'm joking.
Well, what they also say is that if you're good at wrestling or combat sports, your family is taken care of.
Yeah.
Your whole, for life. So it's sort of like that's what you want to do.
It's like, why are there so many kids from the inner city that are good at football or that are in the NFL? It's the same thing. Like, that's the way out. So yeah, in Dagestan, know, wrestling's the fucking way out.
Dagestan seems like it's like this, but it seems like a lot more inner city kids in the U.S. than this little country. I don't know how many people are in Dagestan. There's like 20 of them. They're all world champions.
It's like it's probably like a million.
You also
got
to keep in mind, I mean, these are also monocultural countries. In other words, true, the majority of their people are the same.
Yeah.
You know, so they're coming from a tree that obviously breeds this kind of physicality that is built for this.
Yeah.
You know,
and they've been doing it for thousands of years. Exactly. You know, it's like the same methods. It's like those kids that you see punching the trees in Russia or whatever, that family.
Yeah.
Go out and train in the forest like the Shevchenko sisters. They've probably been doing that. Family's been doing
and
that
so hot
for generations. Yeah. Exactly. Generations. Yeah. Exactly. And so it's just that, you know, it's a little different.
America, we all are
a melting pot in that regard.
No,
genetics.
Scary. Too scary.
I banged in my day like a bunch of Russians and Eastern Europeans.
Well, New York was loaded.
Especially strippers.
Yeah,
they have no emotion. You don't know if you're doing well or they're gonna stab you during sex.
And that's what makes them the best mail order brides. So long as the lights are on and the fridge is full, they will keep fucking you. They will. You just gotta hold up your end of the deal.
I wasn't like, all right, I'm here. That, but the thing about
that's why they didn't marry you.
Well, yes,
they
true.
Married Trump.
Well, the thing about
just joking.
The thing about New York, the thing about New York strip clubs.
I'm just joking.
And Las
Everyone
Vegas.
Relax.
The thing is, like, I used to like pull girls from New York, from like the Rhino
right.
in Vegas and in Flash Dances in New York. And everyone's like, how did you do that? Because those strip clubs make so much money, those girls, because guys are just spending like 30, they're taking them, they're sugar daddy. The 25,000 buying them cars, paying that they don't need the money, a lot of them. Like, they don't need your $20. Like, they, you know, they're not like hustling you. You go to a strip club in Missouri, everyone's calling you, hey, wanna buy a dance? But what I would find was that they would bang because they liked me or because they wanted to, because they didn't need the cash.
Yeah. Right.
So it was a lot easier.
Dude, it's so easy if you're a relatively decent looking guy who's not a fucking creep and you're like young and like kind of cool. It's so easy to bang a stripper, dude.
Because it's
usually, so easy.
It's basically now guys like me. That's most of older guys who are gross but have money. Right? So, yes, if you were the
come on,
guy,
baby, and you rock in.
That was kind of
good. You're cute in your own way.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Please. You know what? People are always like, I can't believe Summer never travels with you. How do you know? She doesn't worry. I'm like, no, she knows nobody's trying to fuck me. So here's.
I've seen you get girls out of your league.
But that was back then. That was back then. Not now.
But you're funny. There's a difference because you're funny.
The point is, most of the guys in the strip club paying the money are older, rich, gross guys.
Right.
So if you are a younger guy that's pretty good looking, that's kind of fun to be around, they're going to go home with you.
And
you
also,
know you don't have the money, but at least you're not, you know, this.
But I would also tell him that I'm a comic, right? And then also the fact that I was a couple of different things. Number one, if like I'm a comic, come to my show, so I come, and a lot of them would come to the show and be like, oh shit, this guy's living his dream. It's very sexy to women, the guys that are not following the herd.
Yeah.
Even if you're a rock, failing. If you're a rock. In New York, it's okay to fail. In LA, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Without question.
But in New York,
Move to New York.
If you take a girl to
in New York, being cool is all you got to be. There's no cars.
If you take a girl to your one bedroom, even if it's a shithole, which mine was, the fact that
you have a bedroom.
You're in New York, bedroom, and you're pursuing your dream, you're going to get laid.
Totally.
In LA, you take a girl back to your shithole place. She's
like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?
Get me." And plus, in New York, there was no cars. So, so if you were drunk and she was a little drunk, by the time that both of you realized this was a bad idea, it was like too late. You know, versus like in LA where everyone, you know, gets in their car and they're like, why the fuck am I going home with this guy?
Can I tell you one time in New York, this hot girl who I'd been trying to bang for a while, she calls me over. She's like, we got a hotel room. We're in Midtown. Come on. I want to see you, Greg. I want to see you. And I was like, okay. Let me look. Okay. It's after 1 o'clock in the morning. It's probably after two, right? Which means the subway's not an option. If I want to go there, I'm in Brooklyn, which means I need a car service. You can't, you know, there's no cabs.
Yeah.
You know, you can fly there. This is before Uber.
Right.
You know? So I was like, okay, I'd have to call a car service. Car service is going to be $22 minimum. And I look at my wallet and I had $12. And I'm like,
All right.
I got, I can't, like, my only option here is to get the car and then ditch on the car when we get there. Like, throw $12 at him and run. And I'm like, I can't do it. I'm not that guy. I'm not going to fuck over some driver who drove me all the way from Brooklyn to Midtown. You know, I'm like, I can't. So I just like, I'm never going to make it, babe. And I just didn't go and fuck her.
Ah, that's a terrible story.
It's a terrible story.
I got a question.
But that was New York. I mean, you know.
This is mainly for you and Greg. Because you guys are older than, you know, me and Tyler. So... back then, you guys were crushing puss all the time. I'm sure you guys, your number is like probably like 100-200 girls you guys have banged. But what would that number be if you guys had something like Tinder back in the day?
Oh, forget it.
Oh, forget it. Yeah, it was.
You probably double the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If girls could see a show and then reach out to you digitally, because you knew there were girls that were there with guys that were like leaving with them, but looking back at you like, I would totally fuck you if I didn't have to leave with this guy right now.
Right.
And if they had, because again, this is also before, you know, most of the social media. This is, you know, in the dawning of the age of Friendster at this point. And so if we'd had, right. So if we'd even had, you know, once MySpace came in, I was clocking them on MySpace. And wow. Girls saw you after a show and they'd hit you up on MySpace. Boom. We were hitting it the next day. So, I mean, even at the very nascent era of this technology, my numbers went up because of it. And really, if I'd had Tinder or one of those or something, or even where they could reach out to you on Twitter and find like they can now, oh, forget about it.
Not only that, but like but when Tinder first came out, I realized that I could put the location to like where I was going to be in like a week. So I would start swiping for North Carolina while I was here.
Right, send it up.
And then just line them all up, you know.
Wow. I've had feature accidents to this day. They take them on the road and they're just boom, boom, boom.
But New York
every show, they have different girls on the show. Because they're like, hey, come to my show. I'm like, if I'd had that, oh my God.
But as a comic, New York was pretty easy because I worked in Times Square. Mm-hmm. It was all tourists. I lived in Times Square.
Yeah.
And you know, when girls were on vacation... and,
oh yeah, they want something to happen. They want something wild to happen.
And you're a comic.
You need
and
a story,
like,
dude.
And then, but then I would try to sometimes reach out to those girls like 2 months later, and I go to their town, and they'd be like, ignore me.
Totally.
Because they're like, now all of a sudden, like, reality kicked in.
Yeah, they want their friends to see you with them. Yeah. Like, you know, and that was the other thing. The difference between New York and LA is in LA, everybody's kind of doing the same thing. In New York, everybody's doing different things. So if I was out to dinner with people, I'm the comedian actor, okay? I'm the one in the entertainment industry. Person next to me is in finance. This girl's a model. The other person's in publishing. The other person's in you know, whatever. Yeah. Everything was different, you know, sounded... Everything you could do is done in New York.
Right.
So everyone was doing different things. So they would be... girls would be fascinated that you're an actor. Oh, you're a comedian? Oh, we'd love to come to your show. Yeah. Whereas in LA, you go, oh, I'm a comedian. And they're like, oh, I was thinking about doing that.
Right.
Like,
right.
Oh my
yes.
God. All right.
Yeah, but like also part of the fact that like part of the attraction is that they're never going to see you again.
Yeah.
You know,
right. Exactly.
That's part of what like that's part of what why they like you. And like, they don't have to actually live with you, you know, live with this mistake or whatever it is. I remember one time after a show, these two girls brought me back to their hotel. And I was like 22. One of them was like hot, with like short red hair. The other one was a little bigger, but whatever. You know, she was still pretty, pretty face. And they had coke, and they lined it on my dick. And right before the girl did a line off my dick, she goes, "We're never gonna have a relationship."
Like, thank God.
You're like, it feels like a wedding proposal right here.
No shit.
Yeah. What a weird thing.
No shit. By the way,
I'm just doing blow off.
Do that
dick,
bone.
Okay?
Suck this dick.
This doesn't mean I love you.
I actually have a tip for people who are using Tinder still that listen to the podcast. So by now, Tinder has been out for like 3-4 years. Yeah. All the girls have already had all the dick in the world. So what you got to do is you got to set the age range to just 18 years old.
No.
Because they just got on it.
Yeah. And no. It's fresh puss.
Do not do that.
I think that's a brilliant idea, dude. I'm with this.
I go opposite. Set it to 45 and up, baby. Yes. 45 and up.
But if you think about it, they just got released from
crushing.
The cage, too.
Yes.
So you're both talking about new players.
Yeah,
you're talking
exactly.
about the same strategy.
Yeah, but do you want a player who's never played the game or the veteran who's been in it and just like has all the tricks and is going to show you the ropes?
See all of the above.
Yeah.
That's all what I'm going to say.
And always tell the girl that you're a virgin, too, no matter what.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I have,
forget
I,
what
no
I just said.
I'm just going to get away with that.
I have a brilliant idea for a dating app. Just divorced.
Just divorced.
Yeah.
Women that just divorced.
That's got to be a thing.
Really?
Got to be a thing.
I don't know it.
If it's not, then let's do it right now.
The only thing better than a woman who's just divorced is a woman who's thinking about divorce.
But like justdivorce doc, right? Like,
I think put her over the edge.
Oh, yeah.
Here, let me make that decision a little easier for you.
She's out there just testing the waters.
Hey, one way or another,
seeing
it's going to be easier.
Right. Seeing if she's like still attractive. Like, does anybody still want me? It's like, I still do.
Or she's gonna get something. And it's going to be like, all right, this, okay.
Right,
it's nothing
right
different
right.
than fucking my dirty old husband. I'll just go
that,
back to
at that know? Point, she just needs, exactly, she needs confirmation that she won't be alone, you know?
Yeah.
And you show, you just throw a little water on that flower and she just springs right to life, baby.
Moral of the story, 45 and up.
45 and up.
Or 18. 18
and 19
or slash
45
and up.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's talk about. What else?
Back to the fights.
Wait, can I tell you? Wait. Can we do one more New York story?
Sure.
One time, I may have told this on the show before. Me and another comic, and I want to say it was Rich Aronovich, I'm not sure, but we picked up these two girls in Times Square after a show. We go back to the little room that they'd rented, but it was just one room with a bed, one bed that took up the whole room, basically. So we all took our shoes off and got on the bed. And then, right as we were, starting to, the foot stank.
Oh, yeah.
All four of us. I don't know who it was, a combo flavor of four. Think of a suicide of stink.
What happened?
It filled the room so bad that I'm one of those people. If it smells bad, I lose all. I can't get past it. Yeah. And it smelled like rancid cheese, and I was just like, so I go, where's the restroom? And they're like, oh, it's right, you gotta go down the stairs, it's right there. I'm like, okay, great. And I put on my shoes and I go downstairs. I use the restroom, I'm like, I can't do it. I can't fucking get through the smell. I gotta get out of here. So as I'm walking out, there's Rich, or whoever the other comic was, and he's like, where are you going? I'm like, dude, it smells too fucking bad up there. I can't fucking do it. He goes, I know, I can't do it either. And he put his shoes on and we ran the fuck out.
You guys left?
We left.
But it might have been your feet.
I think it was all our feet. But I mean, I was definitely contributing. I think we were all contributing. It was a combo flavor, bro, and it was insane.
Yeah, but you know your own stink, so you can smell your stink and other stink.
Yes,
all right, maybe mine might be the worst of it, but these are definitely.
And the combination was just. It was too much. It was too much.
I remember one time with my ex, I went down on her and I could taste something tingly. And I go, "Do you have a yeast infection?" She goes, "I don't know, do I?" I'm like, "What am I?"
That's a terrible.
What am I? What am I? A taste tester?
It doesn't smell like oatmeal.
Yeah, but then she did have one.
That's actually how doctors test for yeast infections. Yeah. They go out there. They're like, "Oh, let me get in there." Oh, yep, definitely yeast infection.
Thank you, Dr. Nasser.
Oh, yeah, that was rough. Nasser?
That's sick, fuck.
So,
I tell you what, that dad that tried to attack him, when that dad tried to attack him, I'm like, God bless that man.
Yep.
That's exactly what every dad wants to do. I just wish the guards would just kind of like slip up a little,
we couldn't get to him in time.
Exactly. He got in a good 9-20 blows before we could subdue him.
Yep.
Like, if I were the guard, that's what I would do. I'd be like, I tried. That guy was strong. Got right past me.
Just fall on the ground.
Totally. I would have let him run me over, get in at least a dozen good licks before I pinned that guy.
Yeah.
Yep. I hate that they stopped him.
I thought you meant Josh Nasser. I was like, what the hell? So anyway.
Josh. Don't put that on him.
I know. Jeremy Kennedy beat Steven Seiler. Steven's having a tough time. He made the finals last year for the million, and then now he's 0-2 this year. Good for Jeremy Kennedy. I'm happy for him. Nathan Schultz, who looks unbeatable. Andre Harrison got a draw. It was a good fight. So that was good.
I watched some of those fights.
And then PFL's this weekend, this Thursday. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, Bubba Jenkins won.
Yeah.
In Brave.
Yay!
Awesome.
Quickly. Flying knee.
Really? I'll have to go look this up.
Bubba Jenkins flying knee
to a takedown to ground and pound stoppage, one round.
Beautiful.
So you saw this. You saw it.
I read about it.
Okay. So is it available to be seen anywhere?
Yeah, you could watch it.
Okay.
It was on the dark web.
Yeah, it was on Fight TV.
Are you saying that because he's black? Is that what you're saying, Jumper?
No, I mean the what's
it called? Is that what you're saying, Jumper?
No. I mean, that's like the only place you can watch it.
Truth is out there.
I'm gonna edit this out.
It was on Fight TV. You can watch it. But now Bubba's next level.
Yeah.
Confident. You thought he was confident before?
Oh, my God, yes.
Wait till you see his Instagram.
God bless him. You know what? If his ability were to match his confidence, he would be. He can be a world champion.
It is. His ability is off the charts.
And that's the thing. It seems to be, if you're saying he's throwing fly knees, it seems like it's growing. Sounds like he's building. Sounds like he's doing what's needed to be done this whole time.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. That's great news.
And then Anthony Berchek won. I'm happy for him. Wow, he won an LFA.
Nice choke.
And then let's talk about the UFC.
Crank or something.
Max Holloway. Look, I like Max Holloway, but that broke my heart. Frankie Edgar. He looks a lot bigger than Frankie Edgar. Didn't he look like
a lot bigger than Frankie?
Doesn't he look like they took Frankie and just stretched him out?
Dude. Yes.
And that's who Max Holloway is?
Max Holloway. We saw Max Holloway at Fight Week, my roommates and one of my other friends saw him. They said he was bigger than me, had like a fucking gut, like had to be 190.
Yeah. I mean,
190, dude. Frankie walks around at 55.
Yeah. Frankie could ease. I don't know if he could win the belt at 35, but I would love to see him versus Cejudo. That'd be a great fight.
Yeah, but he's always talked about not wanting to cut weight. You know, like he probably has to cut 5 pounds to make 45.
But when his kid gave him a hug at the end, that was like the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Tears in his eyes.
Or what about when Max tried to, when Max tried to raise his arm up and he was like, no, don't bother. And he yanked it down like, no, let's stop playing that game.
Frankie's like everything right with sports.
Yeah, he is.
And like being a man and being a human and everything.
But
like,
you know what? Max too.
Max
is a fucking class act.
100%.
I love Max.
You know, what was interesting to me was that they kept, like, after round two, they were like, well, it's 1-1 right now. I'm like, what? And then they were...
Are you insane?
Totally. And then as it goes through and watch the whole fight, I'm like, in my mind, it's 5-0.
Well,
and then the cards came out and two judges had it 5-0. And that's what I thought, you know?
I thought it might have been 4-1.
Well, one gave him 3-2.
I do think that. Well, here's what happened.
I was like, you amazing.
Again,
Frankie.
MMA judging.
But also, Frankie was letting a lot of punches. But then every time Max landed, it was like the fight was almost over. It seemed like he was like really hurting him. You know.
Yeah.
Whereas Frankie was landing, but didn't seem to be really affecting him that bad.
That leg kick, if he were just stuck with that leg kick, it might have slowed him down. I don't know why he didn't use it more. The commentators were talking about it. Yeah. Joe was talking about it. Yep. I mean, it's like that was working for him, but he just wasn't using it that much.
Yeah.
And instead, he was going in with his face and getting tagged up every time.
That was rough. I don't know where Frankie goes from here, but he's right there. I mean, he fought a hell of a fight against the champ.
Yeah.
He's obviously one of the best in the world. I just don't know. I don't know. You know, it's a hard thing to... to talk about.
Do you think he would have had a better chance if he would have taken him down more?
He tried.
He couldn't get him to the ground. He got him to the ground once.
That guy was
And then he did almost nothing with it. And he got back up. Holloway got right back up.
He was so much bigger than him.
He was.
But he's also, I mean, look at what he did to Brian Ortega. I mean, Brian Ortega really didn't try to take him down. But Brian Ortega's a big dude, too. And he fucked him up.
And Aldo.
Him up bad.
And that's it. Yeah. Joe Rogan said one thing at the beginning that I made note of that was true the entire fight, was he was a master at distance.
Yep.
And I watched the fight, I'm like, boy, that's right on the money.
Yeah.
He is a master at distance.
He's exactly like Connor. He knows exactly.
Except he's not doing coke and throwing dollars and like everything.
I'm fighting
that's
once
what
every
I like
4 years.
About Connor.
He knows exactly where that his range is and his opponent's range is. So like he doesn't have to move a lot or use a lot of energy to get out of the way of those punches. So it's all little slips, little backups. Like, if you slow it down, like, he's getting glanced on the shoulder. He's getting, like, fists right by his face. But nothing's hitting him really clean. And that's the beauty of Max.
Yep.
You know, it's like, and then he just puts it all together perfectly.
Yeah.
Clean, crisp punching.
Yeah.
He never goes over probably 60%. You know,
in a weird wide thing, but also keeps him in an incredibly dangerous, like ready to, to, you know, with power.
Well,
just,
it's like,
position at all times.
Nate Diaz, same thing. Yeah. Like they don't stand like traditional boxing, like, all right, I'm going to snap him out.
Right.
Which makes those punches are coming from fucking everywhere. Like you don't know where they're coming from.
Exactly.
If I have my hand floating in front of your face, I can throw an uppercut.
Which is crazy because I also think that Frankie would have done better against Poirier. And Poirier just fucking walloped Max Holloway.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe Frankie should be at 35. But
I think the move for Frankie is 35.
But how would you against Henry Cejudo? That would be an interesting fight. I mean, I'm happy they're not making.
That's a great fight.
That's a great fight.
But I'm happy they're not making Cejudo Faber next because they were thinking about it. But like Faber, you know, did beat Ricky Simone, but he's not a top 10 guy right now. And then all of a sudden you just. you know, give him a title shot. It's like, what are we? Why have rankings?
Yeah. Exactly.
And also, it seemed like he got lucky. I mean, it did. I mean,
like he was hurt.
And yes, he was getting, and then he caught a good one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but until then, he was taking some hits, and he didn't, in my opinion, didn't look like he was on the road to winning the fight.
He didn't. It was like he dominated.
It's like he got one good haymaker off, and that saved his ass.
That kind of, and then they all kind of stopped a little quickly too.
They did, and so I was like,
could have been, yeah.
So to me, he was losing the fight before that.
Oh, he was.
Well, I mean, Ricky Simone also came at him like a bat out of hell. That's what I'm saying.
Got some good shots
everything.
On him, and I felt like he was in trouble, and that he landed one good one, and it saved him. I didn't look at it and be like, "Oh, he's back! Oh, you better exactly, you better watch out."
Also, I think him being in Sacramento and the crowd reacting that way, you kind of swayed it, like, "Oh my God, he's back!" But then you think about it, like, "Let's not." But even like, but if he did that against, if he had that same fight against, you know, Marlon Meraz or something, and you go, oh shit, that's the number two guy he just took out.
Yeah. Well,
all right, let's give him a title shot.
True.
But against a guy that just came up with the contender series that has like one win in the UFC, let's relax a little bit.
Let's relax.
Now,
he hasn't fought in a year.
Chris Cyborg, that girl Felicia Spencer is. Looks like she came in there
tank, dude.
In like she drove a caravan or something. What are those mom things that like
a minivan?
Like, a minivan. It looks like he was like not a caravan.
Well, one is called a caravan.
Or a Dodge caravan. Really?
Dodge caravan. Okay. There's the Aerostar.
That's what I thought when they kept saying the caravan's coming. I'm like, that's eight people. Like, what?
from the Oregon Trail.
I really was like, why is everyone worried about this caravan? About this?
They only hold up to 8-12 if they're children.
Like, how big is this cat? All right, so anyway, but yeah, the minivan, it looked like this woman, it looked like she could fight at 125 if she lost weight, Felicia Spencer.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't even show her midsection, but it looked like it was...
No, she had a muffin top going pretty hard. But I feel like it's more of like one of those things where like she used to be heavier and lost weight, and in her being conditioned for her still has... A certain
but
amount
she can
of
take a punch. Holy
crap. I know, man.
Yeah.
She got wiped down the leg and just kept coming. Like, I'm still getting you, motherfucker. Like,
wild.
She had a real, an animal wild. Aggression to her that was pretty impressive.
I was
amazed it went the
I
distance.
I was almost waiting for her to win in some way. I'm like, if this goes to the second round, maybe she could.
Yeah.
And in the third round, then I'm like, no, this is not.
Well, she landed that good elbow, though. I mean, there was a second there.
But she kept going for it every time.
Yeah.
But I give Felicia, I'm a fan now. I was a fan before, but now I'm really a fan.
I had no idea who she was, but I'm a fan now. Her toughness, I was impressed. I was impressed by her toughness.
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely has that grit, like that I think a lot of female fighters don't have like that type of jaw where they have like the tenacity, and they're like you watch the female fights and they fucking are trying to kill each other most of the time, but a lot of them they're either not hitting that hard or they don't have the jaw. Like everybody that Cyborg's fought except for Amanda Nunes, like you can see they just don't have that jaw. This was like, what the fuck is happening?
It was
right
crazy.
Now? Like,
I also think,
like,
think
she beat me up.
Totally. I was like, God bless her.
But do you think also maybe some of Cyborg's mystique is gone since getting knocked out by, and now girls are like, you know what? I don't have to, like, before it was like, oh, I got hit by a Cyborg, and now like, I could take this punch.
Maybe.
It seemed like it. I walked out of it going, well, I guess Cyborg isn't, you know,
she once was.
Yeah, like, I did kind of feel that way because she didn't put this girl out. And this, to me, going into it, I thought this was an obvious get-right fight for her. Like, let's give her someone. She kills in the first round. And we're like, great, she's back. And then this girl lasted her through all three rounds. That was the only thing that I found amazing about the fight was that this girl stood there and lasted all three rounds. And I was like, I don't know if this says something about her or if it says something about Cyborg.
Well, now,
combo.
Afterwards,
well,
after
a little from column A, little
after
from column
the fight,
B.
Nunez is like, all right, let's do a rematch. So I think she might have felt
She's
the same
ready,
way
yeah.
of like, all right. You know, all right, this wasn't a fluke. I mean, not that she probably thought it was a fluke, but...
Yeah, exactly.
If this girl could last three rounds, I could beat her again.
Yeah.
But then there's a video of her confronting Dana White, Cyborg, saying, why are you lying to me?
Good impression.
Yeah.
There's some kind of contract dispute or like...
Why you say I don't want a rematch? You keep saying I don't want a rematch.
Yeah. So she confirmed.
That's my
Dana
best
White.
Cyborg impression.
But
that's
good.
Yeah. Dana White does not like.
Ranks right up there with my CB Gold impression.
Right.
she does not. Dana White does not like being confronted in public on video.
Right.
So while he might be smiling on the outside, he's probably just
well, and that's the thing. I mean, you may have scored some publicity points, but that isn't going to help you in your ultimate negotiations.
Right.
You know, because he's going to take that now into consideration. Okay, what do we do with her now?
Not only
she's
that,
going and pulling this stunt. I mean, look, what already happened with, if they can, you know, put out Connor ostensibly, you know, I mean, then no, anybody's expendable.
Well, also, I think if she goes to Bellator, because she's been tweeting out about Bellator, she might not beat Julia Budd.
Like, Maybe not. I mean, it's an interesting fight.
Well, Cyborg is a bully, and, you know, she likes to bully people, not in a bad way. It's just she just likes to bully
you. That's her style, yeah. She just marches forward, I'm going to punch you as hard as I fucking can. Exactly. Like,
and technically,
nothing you can do.
She was doing a lot of things that maybe were not great, and it got exposed by Nunez, but because she could overwhelm everybody, she's getting away with it.
Right.
And now, you know, she's getting up there in age. Some of the stuff she probably was taking in the past caught up to her a little bit. And, you know, it's once that invincibility's gone...
Yep.
You know, that type of style. It's like some of these guys that I think could do really well are the guys that are technically sound, something like GSP.
GSP, yeah.
Where, like, everything he does is technically sound.
Max.
So him at 30, 35, 40, it's not going to be that much difference. Max Holloway. But then you get people like the Anderson Silva, Ben Askren, MVP, some of these guys that are doing things way, not technically wrong, because it's working for them. Obviously, it's not...
Right.
The greatest of all
but
time.
Like athletic things versus technique things.
Their
like when you rely on athleticism,
right,
that it goes. It goes away.
Your hands are down, your chin's out, and things that you can get away with back in the day, you can't get away with because you're not, your speed's gone a little bit.
Right.
It's just a little bit.
Just enough.
And then all of a sudden you're getting caught by Chris Weidman, or you're getting caught by Diego Nunez, or Diego Lima, or some of the other guys who are catching you, and then you can't fall back on your technique because your technique was never really there to begin with. It was there for
right,
you.
Right, exactly.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's hard. And then you can't teach... What are you going to do? Teach a 35-year-old guy, a 37-year-old guy, how to keep his hands up now? Is that what's going to happen? So, it's... We'll see.
I mean, it could, but it just takes a shift in perspective for them. Like, for me, like, now I know, oh, shit. Keep your fucking hands up. Like... If you don't keep your head, what you think you're keeping your hands up, like, no, make sure you can see your hands in your, like, next to your eyes and then work from there. It's just a little, like, it's all mental stuff.
But somebody like Tito Ortiz, like, he had some very good fundamentals. Same with Randy Couture. They weren't relying on, like, superb athletic instinct that Anderson Silva was relying. And I'm not insulting Anderson Silva. I'm praise to that. Whatever works for you, and obviously it works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just seems like, eventually, this style of fighting may catch up to you at a certain point.
Yeah.
When your hands are down, your chin's up, and you're getting away with all this shit.
Well, you know? Holloway's hands are away from his face. Will it catch up with him? Is that what you're saying?
He's not as crazy as these other guys that are doing. I mean, Anderson Silva's hands were like, he was putting his hands behind his back.
Well, yeah, was just him showboating, though.
Okay, but it was like, the reason
but
why...
But that's what made him him. Like, that's... Right. All of that goes into the style because you never know what the fuck he's gonna do.
And
the
reason, he's trying to bait you, so
he's trying to bait you, so he can just throw his.
But the
foot
reason,
out
exactly.
The
and the reason your hands are down is because the guy can't see them. Okay, your hands are in front of your face. The guy can see where your hands are. Hands are below. The guy doesn't know where the fuck you're gonna hit him from.
Right.
So it's but because your reflexes are so good, you can get away with that.
You have
shit.
To have that kind of reflex skill. Yeah.
So and when your reflex goes, if you have your hands,
yeah,
down
you're just
here,
gonna get tagged
it's
up.
It's gonna be like.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually that it seems to catch up people at like 37, 38, you know.
See, that's why I could never be a fighter. My reflexes are to be like, hey, look at that coming at me.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you have guys that just do everything fundamentally correct. A guy like Frankie Edgar almost, you know.
Yeah.
Frankie Edgar, why he's still able to fight now, you know, versus like BJ Penn was probably a guy that his instincts were just outstanding. Versus what other things. Okay, so Jeff Neal versus Nico Price. That was a fun fight.
Yeah.
Is there, Jeff Neal's a real deal, dude. He's the real deal. I had Nico winning that fight, too.
He could have won that fight.
He could have. He got a little bit too crazy there.
OAM lost again. That guy, Hakeem Dawadi, this guy from... I was in Calgary, and they were all talking about how great this guy was. And he fought this guy, Yoshinaro Hori. And it was one of those fights where... The ref could have stopped it in the last minute and a half, but if he would have stopped it, everybody would have been like, early stoppage.
Right.
But I'm I hope the Shuriken ref stops this. And then within 3 seconds, and then at the end of the minute, he hit him with a head kick that put the guy so out that everyone's like, I just saw somebody get CTE live on my television. And that was it's like, fuck, that's the hard part about being a ref. Because it would have been an early stoppage had he stopped it. But it was obvious to anybody who watches fights what was going to happen in the next minute.
Well, sometimes you got to let it happen. I mean, like when a guy goes down and he jumps on top of him, you know he's about 3 or 4 strikes away from the fight being over, and that's what's probably going to happen. But you got to let it happen in the event that the guy manages to grab your leg, pull you down, and defend himself.
I know.
So you got to go through the process. And that is part of good refereeing, is seeing it but saying, nope, I got to let this play all the way out.
Yeah.
You know, because the early stoppage is the thing that then people get all, he could have defended himself, he wasn't all the way, you know. And so you got to let it play out, you got to let him take the beat. They went in there, they know what they signed up for, and it's gonna roll that way.
But
it does seem like
boxing is way more, people say what's more dangerous, boxing or MMA? I'm like, boxing by 1,000, because even though the pads bigger, it's, you got 10 to 12 rounds. You have 3 times to get up, or 4 if there's
letting a guy like just recover, like, okay, so you're ridiculous. All right.
Well, you were unconscious and now you're not. All right, okay, great. Fight again,
yeah.
The dude just died, too, last week.
This is what I don't understand. So they have all this concussion protocol in the NFL and, like, concussion protocol from athletic commissions for fighting. Do you not fucking think that that's a concussion? Like, you get a 90-day suspension if you get knocked out. Boxing, you get knocked down and you fight 10 seconds later.
Yeah.
Dude, the craziest
What is
that,
happening?
I don't know. Well,
like, no,
it's
dude.
It's archaic rules. Yeah, but look at it. Updated.
Yeah, because
it is incredibly dangerous.
Because
the
sport is standing up and punching each other.
Right.
It's not fighting.
But
it's up and punch each other.
But on the other hand, though, play devil's advocate, like Tyson Fury in that 12th round just got up like the Undertaker. I mean, he was out and all of a sudden just rose up.
Right. Which is. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody gets up after they get knocked out. That's what happens.
Exactly.
You get knocked out and you get up. It doesn't mean you didn't get knocked out.
Right.
So to have 3 10-second counts or standing 8 counts or whatever it is, like, if that was the end of the fight, you get a 90-day suspension. But because it's the first round, take 10 seconds and then fight again. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
But, like, that's crazy.
But my initial point was that, you're right, but my initial point was that in boxing, if a guy's, like, obviously not going to win, they stop it.
Yeah.
You know, in the 6th round,
Conor, perfect example. Like, he was sitting on the, like, he was still standing, he was taking some damage, but, like, he wasn't going to win
the fight. Sometimes I wish in MMA they did that, too, like, in a case like this. Like, it was obvious.
You never know they're not going
to
win.
I know, that's the problem, because there's so many ways to win.
Like, who was the fighter who got kicked in the liver and backed up and, like was grabbing his liver, and the guy rushed in, and he fucking cracked him, knocked him out.
Pete Spratt?
Was it Pete Spratt?
Yeah, against, I forgot, it was Pete Spratt against somebody.
Some dude, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, same thing. And he was legitimately hurt. Like, that was an instinct. He hit him, and right when he saw he was knocked out, went right back to being crumpled over holding his ribs.
Or that guy Craig, from England, who was, like, it was like 10-8, 10-8, 10-8, and then climbed a triangle with, like, 1 second left. That guy from...
Paul Craig.
Paul Craig.
Yep. Paul Craig.
That was insane.
Yeah. He got another fight coming up, too.
I know.
It's tough. I don't know if...
That guy, I don't know. I don't know, there might be too many Hail Marys in that guy's career. So let's talk about the fight this week. First of all, did you see Colby Covington's press conference, his open workout?
No.
No.
You want to see? Okay, so I'm going to show you guys Colby Covington's open workout. All right? So he shows up.
Wearing sunglasses and a Trump hat.
Everybody thinks that he's going to have an open workout.
Oh, no.
He has a belt, which I'm not even sure that's not a UFC belt, right? Or that's his belt.
Is that the interim belt, right?
So he comes, and they all want him to do workouts. So he stretches out. He comes, right? Everyone's waiting, right? So
is this like in the lobby at T-Mobile?
So like he stretches out a little bit.
Where is this?
Then.
Oh, no, it's Newark, right?
Newark, yeah. He needs one last good workout, is what he says. He says the energy's not right. And then he brings out 4 girls.
Yep.
He goes, where are you from?
Just like 4 girls that were in the crowd? Or
the mic.
Yeah, he brings out 4 girls from Colombia.
Okay, I'm with this so far.
Yeah, he comes, and then he leaves with the girls. Like, doesn't
that's
even,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
Didn't even work out?
Women weaken legs. Women weaken legs.
That was his open workout.
That's hilarious, dude.
So his open workout was a speech followed by, I'm going to go bang these four chicks now.
Yeah.
God bless him. Hey, listen, let's be honest. Four girls, that's a workout.
That's what he said. He goes, I need to get my last workout with
my
the girls.
My one last workout in. That's awesome.
I mean,
good on you, Colby. Look, the fact that he's stuck to it, like, it's been, what, a year and change since he had the interim title?
Yeah.
A year? And has just stuck to the game. Just stuck to it. I respect it. I like you, Colby.
Listen. And after Connor, this kind of showboating is kind of where we're at now. I mean, if he wants to build his rep, I mean, we just played it on our show.
Yeah.
Right,
You want to build your rep? You want people talking about you? Do some crazy shit.
Exactly.
So that's what he did. Exactly. I mean, I listen, and he did something that he likes to do. He's like, what would I want to have four hot Colombian women come out here, and then I'm going to take off of them for a final private workout. God bless you. Listen, that's genius.
What was Trump 2020.
Exactly. Listen, you may have talked me into it. Now maybe I'm a Trumper. Who knows?
Now, and I think he's the porn stars, because I know he does a lot with, like, the porn stars out there. Like, they're all in the videos.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be funny, though, if, like, his fans were like, send them back. Yeah, yeah. Send them back. Right. He's like, what? No, they're here. They're on a guest pass.
Totally backfired.
They're on a hot girl visa. Yep. The same one Melania got. Okay? It's totally cool. These are the ones we want.
Only the hot ones.
That's really only the hot ones.
How funny is Colby Covington?
I love him, dude. I want him to win so bad. But the crazy thing is, he's a favorite against Robbie Lawler. So yeah. If you're a betting man, I think betting on Robbie would be a smart thing to do.
I'm going
to
bet on Robbie.
If you're a betting man, you bet on who he thinks is going
to
win.
Well, the UFC wants Robbie to win.
Yeah.
I feel like anybody that they don't like, they put up against Robbie Lawler. Like, they didn't want to. Askren came in. You could tell Dana didn't
like
Askren.
No, here's the thing. Let's say same exact situation. Exact same situation happens. Does Herb Dean stop it if it's Colby rather than Ben Askren? When he's getting the shit kicked out of him and his face pummeled in. After he got thrown on his head. Well, first of all, I don't think Colby lasts being thrown on his head like Ben Askren did.
Yeah, Ben's got a big head.
I think if that wasn't Ben, it would have been stopped.
I don't know. I mean, if it was stopped, Ben didn't know where he was. So yeah. Ben would have been like, what the hell? I even asked him. I'm like,
exactly.
Ben, were you out? He's like, I don't know. Like,
well, yeah. If you don't know you were out, you were fucking out, dude.
Amen.
Yeah. Like, Ben Askren's just such an animal, like, that his body took over and went, not unconscious right now. We're going
to
do this.
It really took a knee by Masvidal to take him out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, a huge knee.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Huge.
That's a knee that would kill
huge.
Any of us.
Yep. That's
like,
a huge.
We'd be in the fucking hospital for a week from that.
What's crazy is that they designed it, and it was a perfect game plan.
Oh, perfect.
I've never seen a more perfect game plan in my life than that thing.
That, the only comparable one was Conor Jose Aldo.
Yeah.
Conor Jose Aldo, it's the same, like, identical. Backstage, has the same, like, little thing a minute before he went out to the fight, and does it.
Crazy.
We get that tape, Masvidal the night before practicing that flying knee off the bell, like, and he goes out and does it. Fucking.
I was there when that happened.
So
I was
awesome.
No, I was there for the first one with the Robbie Lawler fight, and I was almost crying when I was like, this is the worst. But you got to say, Ben Askren has had very exciting UFC fights
for
a guy that everyone said was the most boring guy in the world. But
two fights he's had have been amazing.
But people still don't know how good he is compared, like, because both these fights were such. Question,
and,
like,
and will they ever? I mean, that's the thing.
The question.
Maya next, they're saying. Damian Maya.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
think that's another. Well, I mean, I mean, wrestling nullifies jujitsu.
Wrestling versus jujitsu,
like,
man.
I mean,
it's the classic
that's what I'm
battle.
Thinking.
But then
exactly.
you think that Maya has better striking than him, right? So then,
yes.
So does Maya
unquestionably.
Win?
Unquestionably. And that's the thing. Does Maya look at the tape and be like, well, I'm not going to take this guy down. I'm going to kick him and punch him. That's what I'm going to do.
But even taking him down, I don't think Maya would want to take him down. Maya
yeah.
would.
Right.
Yeah, Maya, I mean.
But he's not gonna
wrestling
pull,
is the only thing that neutralizes jujitsu.
But he's not going to pull guard against him, though.
Kind of. And Ben is he's a black belt in jujitsu, too, right?
But not like a Damian Maya black belt.
Not well, nobody's Damian Maya black belt, but.
But he's not going to pull guard against
him. He's not a chump.
You think,
yeah,
you think he'll pull guard?
Fucking no. No. Well,
who do we have for the fight? Colby versus
right.
Robbie. Who
are
you picking?
Colby.
Colby?
I just
against
think.
Against my better judgment, I'm picking Colby.
I think Colby.
I really want Robbie.
Colby's younger, has never been rocked. Take less damage, and I just think he wants it
more. He's also never been hit by Robbie Lawler.
I mean,
yeah, but Lawler, you know, I mean,
Lawler's been around a long
time. And he's proven to be inconsistent here in his later fights. I mean, it's not like the guy, you know, was it Rockhold? When he beat Rockhold, you were like, who? No one's beating this guy.
Who?
Was it Lawler that beat Rockhold?
No. Strikeforce?
Who was
it?
No. Lawler.
What was Lawler's big win for the... Because didn't he hold the belt for like a minute?
He was the Strikeforce champ.
He beat Rory McDonald.
Was that it?
A couple times.
That was in the UFC.
Oh, we're talking about in the UFC?
Yeah.
Yeah, he beat Rory McDonald. And then
I mean, he beat so many
Back then, he looked like a world beater.
Bobby Volker.
But lately,
Tyron Woodley knocked him out in one round.
He's looked pretty inconsistent, very beatable in his last several fights. And so you're right. And Colby being younger and hungrier and not as damaged as Lawler, which cumulative damage, I think, is what is going to be the big deciding factor here.
What I do worry is that he pissed him off because Colby accused him of taking steroids, Robbie Lawler of taking roids. He said, look at him 10 years ago and look at him now. It makes a valid argument. I mean,
he's had 10 years to hit the gym. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but you don't all of a sudden get huge at 39 versus 32.
Well, and again, this comes back to cumulative damage. I mean, a lot of times, maybe he's not wrong about that. I mean, these guys they got to repair all that damage, and a lot of times steroids is the best way to do it. I'm not saying that that's what happened, but I mean...
But how is he getting around it?
Exactly. I mean, he makes a point. I mean, so...
And he said, you turn your back on American Top Team. He really is trying to get under his skin. But look, I talked to Colby Covington 5 years ago when no one knew who he was.
Yeah.
And he said back then he was beating Robbie in practice. He said,
he says he beat everybody in practice.
But he wasn't saying it back then, though.
We're talking about practice.
But this was a different Colby. This is a different Colby. Colby was not saying anything. This was not the Colby Covington bringing out chicks and Trump supporter.
Right.
This is a humble, sweet guy that was like, yeah, you know, I get the best of him.
I'm going with Colby, too.
All right.
Clay Guida versus Jim Miller.
I got Jim Miller. All the way. Jim Miller, 100%. And I love this
fight.
He
just never ceases to admit. Every time you say the name Clay Guida, I'm like, what year is this, man? You know, like, I don't know.
It's going to air on the MySpace.
Exactly. Like, and listen, I respect him for still putting up a hell of a fight. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I'm like, dude, stop fighting.
He didn't look that good against BJ Penn either.
He didn't. And there were two. They're both guys that shouldn't have been fighting. Like, it should have been stopped when they were announcing the names. Someone should have been like, the fight's over.
We've seen too much violence.
Exactly. It's a draw. They both aged out on their way to the ring. So, I mean.
Well, you know what's going to happen.
It should
eventually
be on the commission, though, at this point. It should be on the commission, like, for BJ especially. Like, the commission needs to step because the UFC's not going
to
step
No, they just signed
in.
Him to fight Nick Lentz.
That's what I'm saying. Nick Lentz is going to fucking murder him.
There should be no senior tour.
He's going to murder him.
In MMA.
Eventually, when, like, Clay gets slapped by Jason Guida, he may just not get knocked out. Like, you know, before the fight, like, he slaps him in the face. Like,
all right, let's get ready.
I heard that BJ was messaging Nick Lentz's wife like on Instagram, like saying like, I want to tell your husband to fight me, all this stuff. I'm like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah,
dude,
BJ's so in strange. A weird spot. Like, I don't want to like speak ill of him or criticize him for anything, but there's something going on with BJ upstairs, and I don't
he's taking
I
a lot
don't
of punishment
like it.
He's taking a lot of pain.
Yeah,
he drinks a lot.
He just had that bar fight. He's been having domestic problems. They've been, you know, like it's been the last
All the
six
signs.
Months.
The problem is
have been like, oh, here's like baby Junior Seau is what we should
the
start
problem is
calling
you know what?
Him.
You were
dude.
Saying that, and I'm like, this sounds like the CTE
BJ,
thing.
BJ, baby ride. Junior. Baby Junior Seau is going to come out.
And that may be what we're seeing because that type of behavior, you're describing it, I'm like, this sounds like somebody whose head hurts all the time.
Yeah. Well, the problem is
that this is someone who's in tremendous head pain all the time. They're trying to drink it away, trying to suffocate it, do everything, and it's angering them. It keeps them
or
on
maybe
edge
not
all the
even
time.
That. Yeah, it could just be that. Like, it might not necessarily be you're angry, but that mood. You know, you get thrown into a mood sometimes, and you just can't get out of it.
Well, the problem is that in Hawaii, he's a legend. So no matter what happens in Hawaii, he's never going to get in trouble.
Right.
Unless it's like something insane.
Right.
They're all going to, he's like, I mean, BJ Penn, you land, it's like BJ Penn Airport. It's like, BJ Penn is like the god of Hawaii. So he's getting treated
but that's why I'm saying it has to be on the commission. Because the UFC is not going to say, no, BJ, you can't fight. Like, no, the UFC owes him everything, right? BJ helped build the UFC.
Right.
If he still wants to fight, obviously is his right, but like, and that's where I'm conflicted as a red-blooded American. I'm like, look, man, do whatever the fuck you want to do.
No, it's also
the
like...
The government shouldn't be able to step in, but in this case, I feel like the government should step in and not give him a license.
I told you, they should have fighting intervention where the guy walks in... And then all of a sudden the lights come on.
He thinks he's going to practice.
Yeah, and it's no, he
everybody's sitting on the mat.
No, like no, in the
circle.
No, in the actual no, in the octagon. He goes in the octagon, and then the lights come on, and it's everyone, the family, and the teacher, and everyone. Hey, we're not, you can't do this. Yeah. Sorry, it's too many.
Hilarious.
That's what they should have.
I mean, it's a joke, but like sadly, it should be a thing.
Yeah. Gerald Mershart really... is taking on Trevin Giles. I like Mershart. He's been on my show.
He's really good.
Nice guy.
Yeah, good guy.
I thought he got fucked in his
good
last
wrestler.
Fight. Yeah. Also, Scott Holtzman, another good
Scotty.
Fighter.
Hot sauce.
Taking on Dong Hyun Ma.
Just pull the jersey over his head, Scott. Go to town.
I don't know who Dong Hyun Ma is.
Korean.
Thank you. Mickey Gall.
Yes.
Nice.
Mickey Gall's fighting.
Mickey fucking Gall. Let's go.
He's fighting Salim Tahari. Mickey Gall, I think, definitely like got humbled in his last fight by Diego Sanchez.
For sure.
Probably lost a lot of friends, a lot
also
of entourage.
Also got rhabdo. So
what?
No, I said he also got rhabdo.
What's that?
Before that fight.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like liver or kidney.
All failure. Kinds of problems. Yeah. And then he also bit
don't
Diego.
Don't get rhabno again.
He also bit him. But I want Mickey to make a comeback because this guy's had such a crazy career because they just brought him in to fight CM Punk.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, he's the best fight ever. He was like
2-0. MMA debut. His debut, or no, not his debut.
Professional?
No, his professional debut was Mike Jackson.
Oh,
you fought Mike Jackson. Mickey Gall.
Oh, okay.
CM Punk was his second professional fight.
Oh.
Yeah, but all of a sudden.
And then he fucking fought Sage, and then he fought, like, it was just thrown like, oh, here, amateur, you're brown belt jiu-jitsu. Now you're in the UFC.
It's crazy.
Have fun.
Crazy.
Fight legends. Have fun.
So now he's fighting a guy who's 10-3, Salim Tahari. I don't know who this guy is, but should be fun.
I got Mickey.
Antonio
Shevchenko. I don't think it matters. Again. I like Mickey Gall.
Honestly, I think Mickey, I don't know how he'll feel about this. I think Mickey is the next coming of Damian Maia.
Really?
Yes. Just got his black belt. Dude, he just got his black belt. Look how he fights. Look
yeah,
how every
Maia,
fight that he's won.
Didn't Maia win like
won.
The Abu Dhabi or something?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter when it comes to MMA. All you got to know is how to get to that back and choke the fuck out of somebody. And Mickey Gall does that like a
and
champion.
He's long, too.
And he's long.
So he can really, once those
thing.
Legs get around you.
It's the same
but
thing.
Isn't Damian Maia like, isn't he like an elite grappler?
He is, but like... Mickey Gall is no slouch on the ground.
No slouch, fucking, but that seems like
there's also a 40-year age difference between Mickey Gall and Damian Maia, right? There's a lot of experience to be gained for Mickey.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and damage.
Like Mickey Gall is going to start. He's going to be the next backpack, I think.
That would be cool. Good for him.
I hope.
Lucy Pudilova. I don't know who that is. She's fighting Shevchenko. That's the girl that Roxanne beat, right? The other
Antonia
sister.
Antonia Shevchenko.
Yeah.
Matt. This is the other Shevchenko.
Yeah.
Are they real sisters?
Yes.
They are?
Yeah.
They don't look anything
alike.
I was going to say, because when I originally saw Shevchenko, like her last fight, I thought it was good. I was like, wait a minute, what is she doing so low on the card? I don't understand that. I tune in and I'm like, oh, this is just some other woman also named Shevchenko.
No,
I didn't realize they were sisters.
Sisters.
I just thought that they were from the same region and that was a pop. You know, like Johnson or Wilson or Smith or something. You know what I mean? Right. I just... I think it was like, oh, another Shevchenko, you know? Yep. I was like, I just thought we were going to start seeing a wave of Shevchenkos.
You've never seen, like, their open workouts? Because they usually fight on the same card every once in a while, and they do open workouts together, and it's like these, like, choreographed, like, synchronized swimming, but kicks and punches. So everything's together, just... It's pretty fucking awesome.
Is that how it is?
I'm flapping my arms.
I was going to say that.
And then my man Matt Schnell is fighting. Matt Danger.
Matt Schnell.
Great fighter from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. He was on that reality show on MTV called, like, I don't know what it was called, about, like, fighters from New Orleans. He's fighting Jordan Espinosa. And then Lauren Murphy, who I love. This girl, Lauren Murphy, is from Alaska, was, like, a 27-year-old, like, single mom, heroin addict.
Boy.
Like, got her kids taken away. Just awful life. Walked into a gym, and then 6 years later, it was like ranked number 2 in the world.
Yeah.
And is the sweetest, coolest girl you'll meet. Got her kid back. Great story. Great person. So Laura Murphy, big fan of hers. She's fighting Mara Romero Barella. I don't know who that is, but I'm definitely rooting for her.
That's good. Listen, with that kind of a backstory, she's really easy to root for.
So Colby Covington said he tweeted at Ben Askren because he needed a friend. With a needed a friend. He's such a dick.
He might have a career in stand-up comedy after fighting.
So now they're having bare-knuckle boxing with headbutts.
Oh my God.
Wait, is this the same organization?
Can we just have KFC? Fucking street fighting?
That's what
it'll be called. Street fighting. Yep. You wear shoes. It's on pavement. No rules. There's a fence on one side, a gate on the other side, and a trash can.
Trash can every time. The dumpster. Got to have a dumpster.
Seth Blazinski's in this.
And you have to.
Really? Yeah,
you have to have some girls screaming and crying.
Yeah.
And
then, towards the end of the fight, the cops show up.
Yes.
So
he's all in an arena.
The ref is a cop.
The ref is a cop. Yeah.
Yes.
The ref is a cop. So
and they go, and they're not in the ring at any point. They're not in this. They come flying in at the end.
From 15 feet away.
They just come flying in at the end. That's it.
Somebody gets knocked out.
Yeah.
So this is, it's called.
And then they abuse everybody.
So it's called it's called Lethway. The thing's called Lethway. Lethwei.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Also known as
that's kickboxing.
Burmese bare knuckle boxing.
It's kickboxing.
It's similar to Muay Thai, but they don't use gloves, sticking only to hand wraps, and headbutts are allowed. It's on Fight Pass this week.
It's Muay Thai with headbutts.
It's not
bare knuckle boxing. So you can throw knees, elbows, and headbutts.
Lethway
is fucking legit.
It sounds fucking violent as shit.
Legit.
But it's almost convinced me to get Fight Pass. Can I tell you something? I'm canceling ESPN Plus.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Come on.
It's fucking terrible. It's terrible that they hijacked all the UFCs. It's not
hijacked. They didn't sell them to them.
They own them.
So now you got to get their stupid ESPN Plus app, which is terrible. Its functionality is terrible. Its forward and back is terrible. Its replayability is terrible. Everything about it, their original content generally sucks. I'm like, this is not worth it. Totally not worth it.
So then how are you going to watch the UFC? How you watch the fights then? How you going to watch the fights?
Online afterwards, which is how I watch most of them anyway.
You can't watch them through Fight Pass anymore?
You have to have ESPN Plus, and I almost always end up watching them on some kind of
you can still stream
dark web, shadowy shit the next day anyway, because I usually have a show at the same time anyway, so I never get to see this shit live. Yeah. So it's like, fuck it. What am I paying
for?
Yeah, the Matthew Berry's fantasy football show is garbage. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. But the show itself is stupid as fuck.
What show is this?
Matthew Berry's fantasy football show.
Oh.
And so all the content they put on this, the detail, here you're going to watch him, see how he dribbles to the... Who gives a flying fuck?
$5 a month and it's all the UFC stuff.
Well, see, that's
and
what it is.
And it's not the UFC stuff. It's one UFC thing and then most of it's pay-per-view. I don't know. I think it's garbage. I hate it.
Well, this card is totally free on ESPN.
If it's on ESPN, but you have to have the ESPN Plus, right?
Card,
yeah, and that just annoys the piss out of me. I fucking hate it.
Oh, well, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to that.
And I'm sharing it. Right. I'm just sharing it because I'd be interested to know if other people think that ESPN Plus app sucks. Well, on your TV, on your phone, doesn't matter.
Let them know.
I hear you, but if they give me a job, I'm in. All right, so...
I agree. If they reach you tomorrow, I'll be like, who wants to be a spokesperson? Well, you're the greatest app that there is. Fuck Fox Sports 1. Listen. You guys are number one. I'm so happy to be part
of the
ESPN
family. I'm a changed man. I've grown. I have learned. Gathered new information.
Let's talk about your app.
ESPN Plus is the best.
Yeah. So Clay Guida says retirement is further away than ever in his career.
Than ever?
Yeah.
No, that's... I mean, first of all, that's just physically impossible.
He says he's in better shape now than he was when he was 21. He's more focused. He says yes. So that's what he says.
I'm going to say, ask Dana White how far away it is.
Right. He's
the guy that actually knows how far away.
But him and Chad Mendes have a company called Fins and Feathers, where it's a hunting company and fishing, where you can go and hang out with them.
Yes.
For the weekend.
For $3,000
to hang out with Clay
for a weekend of hunting and fishing. I would do it if it wasn't so fucking expensive.
You're not a hunter, are you?
Yeah.
What do you hunt?
Nothing yet.
Same here, dude.
Puss.
We're California hunters.
If I'm going to pay $3,000 to go on a hunting trip, it's not going to be with Clay Guida. And so it's going to be with those four Brazilian chicks that Kobe Covington had that he paid $3,000 for. I want that trip.
By the way, have you heard of Sex Island? Have you heard of this?
Sex Island? I've heard of Love Island.
Yeah. Oh,
now, there's a new thing called Sex Island.
Okay, so is this the porn version?
It's basically like, I think it's like Firefest all over again.
Oh.
But
it's an actual like.
Is this
like
Jeffrey Epstein's island?
No. It's a thing where you could actually like. Sex Island released a trailer for its Nevada Vacation.
Every picture of that guy, he looks like a pedophile.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein. Every picture he has this look on his face. It's like,
All right, so Sex Island, right?
Hello.
Let's enjoy some Sex Island.
Sex Island, Las Vegas? It's in Las Vegas.
Let's share this with...
It's like Westworld.
So it's not an island.
It's Westworld.
To be clear.
This is what the ad they put up.
It's Westworld with real people.
So, like, I guess...
This man is clearly on drugs.
The guy's on drugs.
Right, so I already qualify.
The guy shows up on an island with, like, 10 girls on, like, motorcycles wearing bikinis.
It has the Inception soundtrack.
Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
More or less.
He's basically mimicking it, yes.
And just women everywhere...
Forcing you to have sex and
just
drink.
Raping you.
This is like, they say this is the real thing. It takes place in Nevada this summer for like.
Yeah, I'm sure it does if you want to pay $5,000 and go.
I just
it's five
to
grand,
have
gotten
a check for
I'm sorry,
I'm
going
to tell Summer I have a gig. You'd be like, babe, I got a gig. I gotta go to Vegas.
Where's it at, Greg?
You go to Vegas, and then a helicopter.
A helicopter picks you up and takes you to Sex Island.
Takes you to Sex Island.
See, I just want to do all the stuff. I don't even care about the sex. I just want to like go and like. They probably have so much cool shit to do. Sexual helicopter tour. It's in the middle of the fucking desert.
Private location,
dude.
That no one knows about.
Sex
Listen,
Island
any
in the
helicopter
middle
tour
of the desert.
Can be a sexual helicopter
and
tour
then, like,
with the right companions.
Seven girls in like bikinis just take you. And have sex
with them. And then they bathe you.
I feel like a bunch of rich middle-aged dudes are going to show up to this, like my dad. It's like something my dad would go to.
100 girls. Grabbing his cock and that.
50 tickets.
Oh, so it's like a one-time event.
Yeah.
So there's 100 girls there. They have spots for 50 guys.
How much are the tickets?
Drug-friendly.
All drug-friendly.
Free alcohol.
Free alcohol. Dude, there's going to be assaults happening.
All meals included. Well, that's good.
That's good. So easy to eat on coke. We're gonna have so many leftover meals.
Right. Well, I just did all this fucking Molly. Now I want food.
Sexual surprises.
Actually, sometimes on the tail end of Molly,
yeah.
When you're starting to kind of wind down.
On the tail end of everything, you're just fucking...
Not coke, but at the tail end, the next morning.
Not for me.
But,
ATVs and ATVs and horse riding.
I can always.
Which
eat.
Girl is the horse? Oh, okay.
This ATVs and horse riding.
It looks exactly like the Fire Festival trailer.
Right.
Like to a T. It's like
it's
going to
be
shit.
The same fucking guy. Holographic concert.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
What if it's the same guy?
Ja Rule. Is Ja Rule going to be there?
And then it says, yeah, this is Sex Island. There's a casino somehow there.
And then they go, no AC. So enjoy the stink.
Don't wait until you're dead to visit heaven. Visit heaven on earth. Sex Island.
Get all the STDs you want.
I don't know. It might be worth it.
Hard pass.
Really?
Hard pass.
So that's Sex Island. Yeah.
Why are all the festivals in the hottest places on planet Earth?
August 2nd.
They have to go somewhere.
August 2nd in Vegas.
August 2nd to the 5th. It's this weekend.
In Vegas. August in Vegas. Let's have a festival August in Vegas. That sounds fucking smart.
No one's going to overheat.
Yeah.
The cops are threatening to shut it down.
You're
going to
be doing a bunch of drugs, having a bunch of... Nah, it'll
be better. I just hope they have fucking medics that aren't on drugs.
Free alcohol and drug friendly.
Tickets are $6,000 a piece. Jeez. Unless you bang the most girls.
Do they take PayPal?
Tickets are at $6,000. Organized a promise to refund money of one guest who wins the competition during the event to have sex with the most women during the 4 days. You get your money back.
Oh, my God.
How are they going to get proof for that? How do they have
There's
proof?
There's no way you don't come back with herpes.
Guess we'll
no
take way. It from LAX. Las Vegas, private helicopter, enjoy the company of 100 beautiful women. All of our girls tested and free of any sexual diseases. We have a strict...
Yeah, they are.
But are we tested?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, by the end of the
are
weekend...
Are they testing all the fucking guys
exactly,
that go in
exactly.
there after some dude blows in her?
We have a strict
and
condom...
And then you fucking go in there and like, pick up whatever...
No, they have a strict condom policy. At any moment, you can switch girls with the other 50 guests.
So, are they prostitutes?
They also have a 5-star Yelp review.
Clearly.
From a 16-year-old boy.
Let's send CB Gold as our MMA Roasted correspondent.
No way. A live report. If we're sending any correspondent, we're sending you.
Seriously.
You freak.
I mean, yeah, that's our second
choice. The deviant.
Now, if you were single, would you go to Sex Island?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
You pay $6,000?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
Why?
Why wait to die to go to heaven? You stole the tagline. Go to heaven on earth.
Apparently, heaven is 100 girls, drug friendly, and free booze in the middle of the desert.
According to Islam.
Yes.
Wait, 70. When is it?
August 70. 70.
Get it right.
Or 72, actually.
72.
August 2nd is tomorrow.
It never says anything about girls, though.
Let's quickly set up
virgins.
A PayPal account. And
we
should have
got a GoFundMe.
I got to go get in my car and start driving.
Yep.
I have to be in Vegas by tomorrow. Let me just take out this $6,000.
Oh, my God.
Babe, I just got booked this gig. She's like, what are you getting paid? Negative $6,000, but I think I can sell some shirts. I think I can sell some shirts.
If I was single and I like had cancer or something and you had like a couple months to live, why would you not do this?
What if you do and you don't know yet? Why would you pass that up?
What if you're single with cancer right now? And you don't know.
Well,
what if there's some kid at the Make-A-Wish Foundation that says this?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I've decided my wish. I want to go to Sex Island. They're like, we can't. I'm a dying child.
Yeah, why wouldn't you send a kid there?
Give me my wish.
That's not legal, I think. Well,
if it's a kid, it's 18.
There's got to be a waiver for a dying kid.
There's
got to
be a dying 18.
You got to have a dying under 18 waiver that's like, look, I'm having sex before I die.
Robert Kimmel had a joke like that. He's like, his kid had cancer, and he's like, this Make-A-Wish was for his dad to get a blowjob. But yes, Sex Island, I can't wait for the memes to come out with this. But I don't think it's the same idiots that went to Firefest.
Well, and it's also only 50
idiots. No, this is men for pervert older dudes like me.
Yeah.
That have $6,000 to blow, you know? But I can't do it because I'm married. I mean, the guys like me that are divorced.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, that's what it's for. It's for older dudes.
This
just
is
like
the opposite side of the Just Divorced app. So there's the Just Divorced app looking for relationships, and then there's the newly divorced man Sex Island.
It really is.
Totally, exactly.
It is.
If I just got divorced and I've been in a cold-ass relationship for years, I'd be like, babe, we're divorced. I'm going to Sex Island. You know?
Sex Island.
Where's it at? Vegas.
I love it. That'd be great if at the end you win the Super Bowl. It's like, what are you going to do next? I'm going to Sex Island. Sex Island.
Oh, my God.
I hope it works. I hope it succeeds because, you know.
That really would be a good gift for somebody, right? I mean,
for certain, yeah. You'd have to know that, like, it'd have to be the right person, but that definitely would be a kick-ass gift.
But the thing about it, though, with, like, Firefest, people were, like, posting about how they got fucked. Like, guys who go down here and, like, maybe it's, like, 3 girls and 100 guys and the girls are, like, disgusting, they're not going to post, I got fucked over at Sex Island because you're not going to want to know that you've been there.
Right.
So I don't think anyone will ever know.
Well, it's also only 50 people.
Oh, absolutely. No, if you do get fucked over, you're going to be like, I got the wrong kind of fucked. You know, yeah, I think you let everybody. I'd put one blast.
No, you wouldn't.
You spent $6,000. And there's no return on investment. Oh, you're gonna hear.
But you don't
it
think
me.
You don't think people would be like, well, why are you going to Sex Island to you?
And I don't. Like, I think at that point you don't care.
Yeah.
Of the
if
60,
you're going to Sex Island, you don't care if people know you're
that,
going to Sex
of
Island.
Of the 50 men paying that, there's got to be at least a dozen who'd be willing to put it on blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe not everybody. But there's at least a few that are like, you know, swagger guys who live that kind of life anyway, who are going to have no problem whatsoever.
If I worked for Vice or Viceland, I would send like my guy over there. Why wouldn't you do a report on this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, yeah, sure.
They probably will.
Yeah.
We'll probably
could you imagine getting that assignment? Listen,
man.
Can we talk to you in an office? We got to talk to you for a minute. We want you to do this report. Listen, you're going to have to go get blowjobs, do drugs, and have sex with 100 women. But we need you to do a report on it.
Try explaining that to your wife. Honey, it's just work.
Yeah, I got to do it for work.
My wife killed me for having a scene with a girl in our bed where I got... imagine
nothing, when she broke up with you. Didn't even touch each other.
Yeah, imagine having to, like, explain to her I'm going to sex. That would be over. Yeah. I would have finished.
I'm pretty sure you'd come home to an empty apartment.
Oh, I wouldn't even finish the sentence.
Yeah,
like I'd be like, I'm going to sex, and then she'd be gone. Well, yeah. Where'd you go?
What happened? Where's the baby?
I was just gonna say I'm going to sex you up real good, but you left. So
I can't imagine Sex Island.
Sex Island. That's all I can think about now. Are you thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it deeply.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, yeah. So there's a limit to how many people can go? 50 people?
50 guys, 100 girls, and you can switch girls as much as you want.
Switch girls.
That's what it said. You read it.
Yeah, apparently, they only want to make $300,000.
That was in the ad.
Yeah.
6,000. Yeah, how are they making the money, right?
I love you. You're suctioning a girl right off of a dude. Like, can I have her now? My turn.
Yeah, you can't have it whatever you want.
No, what if she's being used?
Yeah.
You know there's going to be a couple girls that everybody's... A couple of girls are just going to have a line. And then, you know, and then there's going to be the other girls sitting around going, you know, who wants to fuck this? And you're like, I'm waiting for Canyon.
Not me.
Sex Island for women would be like 100 dudes listening and doing chores. And
I'm waiting for Brittany.
That'd be like the worst. Like, imagine there was like the girls that'd be like 100 dudes that are like...
While they yell at you from another room.
Yeah.
There's going to be three hot girls fucking 50 dudes. And there's going to be, you know, 97 ugly chicks sitting around waiting for you to get drunk enough to take a turn.
Yeah, what's in it for the women here? Like,
money.
Money.
So they're probably getting a cut of the island of that.
They have to be, but it's only, okay.
I mean, if 300 grand is coming in, 100 grand for expenses, probably 100 grand to the girls, right? If it's 100 girls, probably grand each.
$1,000 for days of fucking strangers?
More, right? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, it depends. We haven't seen what kind of girls are getting yet.
Right,
we don't know.
Right.
Maybe it's like, all right, you come here, you get to bang these girls for free, but only for 10 minutes.
You
got to
fly yourself out to Vegas.
How many days is it?
3 days. So how much are they really
spending? Listen, I can spend $6,220, okay?
No, but I'm saying,
the $220 to get there is not...
I don't know if it's $100,000.
The $220 factor.
I don't know if they're spending $100,000.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I don't know if they're spending $100,000 on expenditures. Like, what are they spending it on? ATVs?
Food.
Probably get that, like...
Food, booze, ATVs.
Yeah, the whole setup.
You think it's $100,000 spending?
Yeah, it sounds... The helicopter, all that stuff. I would expect their expenses to be $100,000.
So that doesn't...
They have to rent the place.
The math is weird, right?
It's weird.
Maybe 50 grand of that is all... So 150 to the girls.
Yeah.
Dude, you know? I bet there's hidden fees. Got to be hidden fees. Like, you get there, and it's like, $6,000, but then you walk in, and it's like...
Water is $100 a bottle.
Yeah, each session, like, if you want the girls, it's $50 an hour or
something. Right, you can fuck out in the sun and get blisters, or this one air-conditioned room is an extra $300 cover charge.
Or this whole thing is a plot to find marriage guys cheating. And then, like, it's like a reality show. You get there, it's like your wife for the fucking camera, like a lawyer.
It's like To Catch a Predator, To Catch a Creep. To Catch a Creeper.
It's some MTV show that fucking hidden camera.
Unfaithful.
Remember that show? You ever see that, like, Tool Academy? That was the funniest show. These guys thought that they were on some show called, like, You're the Man. And then they got there, and they were like, congrats, you're a tool. And then it was, like, how not to be a tool. And their girlfriends were there, like, yelling at them. It was like one season.
This is why you shouldn't fuck with reality TV, man. It screws over way more people than it benefits.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Preachers, that one in a thousand
TV though. I don't consider the game like a not a game show, but like a
But it is. That counts as
talent.
Reality.
Yeah, it's a talent.
And you were one of the
but
lucky
it's a talent,
ones. Yeah. You were one of the
exhibition.
Guys whose talent managed to overcome the moment and get some real juice out of it. But again, you were one out of how many hundreds of comics that, you know, some got disgraced, some got just completely, you know, cut out for whatever reason. I mean, I'm already hearing about it now. Great. I tried to watch that show. What is it? Laughter, Bring the Funny.
I can't watch
it. It was so unwatchable. And, like, already I know someone that he's like, yeah, I got completely screwed over. Another guy that did it, he was like, Greg, you're going to love seeing me. And they showed him do one line. And he goes, I was so hurt because I crushed. And they showed me do one line and then cut me out of the show. You know? And it's like, because the decisions were already made in advance.
And I don't know anybody
who's going
that
on.
Show.
Nobody, because it's reason, absolutely unwatchable.
The only reason I know about that show is people that are on the show telling me to watch it.
Right. It's unwatchable.
But I knew it. When you have, what's that girl's name, the model that's married to John Legend?
Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen is judging comedy. I'm like, What?
Well, you know what, though? I'd almost rather someone like Chrissy Teigen, because at least she's judging on what she thinks is funny, as opposed to judging on her brand of comedy.
I know, but
which
when
is
I
what
did
you
the
usually get when comedians did, judge other comedians.
Okay, but when I did Last Comic and the judges were like, you know, Richard Belzer and this guy, it was like comics that I respected. I'm like, oh,
well,
shit.
Well, that's true, too.
You and, know, and, at least if you have a guy like Jerry Seinfeld or somebody that, like, okay, yeah, these people know jokes, you know, or they know comedy.
Well, yeah, when and that's have, the thing. Like, she's not going to recognize, like, oh, they structured that joke
no.
this way. Oh, okay, I see.
But the
how
year, the
this,
year that
like,
I did Last Comic, one of the judges was someone that wasn't even a headliner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But Chrissy Teigen's worse, though. I mean, I just feel like she thinks she's funny because people around her are laughing all the time because she's like hot, the celebrity. But I don't think that she's a very funny person.
I think she's funny. I think she's got a lot of personality. I think she's funny on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not listen. I'm just
that's
saying
even her Instagram. That might be.
I'm just saying I would rather her than someone who isn't even, you know, a headlining level comic, but has a great manager.
Yeah.
Judging me.
That's it's also bad. But, you know, when you have, like, Drew Carey judging, I'm like, okay, all right. Drew Carey's a great
comic. Well,
that's
true.
You know?
But even when those guys judged, a lot of them walked off the set going, no, we chose this guy.
Yeah.
And the producers right. are like, well, that's not who's going through.
Yeah.
And so they fucking walked off the set.
Yeah.
Because they were like, that's not who the funniest person was.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
we saw that happen on Last Comic Standing.
Literally happened, yeah.
So, I mean, so even when it is those guys, and they say, no, that was the funny guy, because it happened to Dan Natterman.
Yeah,
all were like, no, he should go through. And they're like, no, he's not who we want, and they were like, fuck this.
I could talk about that situation for 3 hours. I mean, there were times on Last Comic Standing, I remember they were like, I hated being in the house. We were judged on, like, whether or not we could do props with Carrot Top and, like, anything but comedy. We did a Yo Mama contest
that Jamie little,
Kennedy thing that hosted. And then also, we read children's stories to the girls, to the Playmates.
Right, I remember
this
that.
This is what it's, judged our comedy. I'm like, so finally, when they're like, guys, guess what? You're all performing. I'm like, thank God.
And
I
the
said.
Guy, right.
And then when I watched it on TV, they're like, you're all performing. You look, cut to me with my hands, my head in my hands, like, no. I'm like, from another shot.
Yeah, from
like,
a totally different
not
thing.
What happened. And then they cut to, like, Ron G going, Adam looks scared as fuck. I'm like, I was going, thank God. Like, what? Like, they told whoever to say that.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever they want it to be, it's going to be.
Yeah, it's
and
all
the problem
bullshit.
Is, it's so obvious now.
You
watch
I told
it, and
that,
the editing is so
harsh. I almost
so
got kicked
harsh,
off the show because I was on the show, and I actually won a competition, and they said I lost, like, the Yo Mama thing. And then they were like, I go, it doesn't matter how good I did because you guys are going to edit the way you guys want and you're going to make me look bad.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden,
death.
Like, the 19 people showed up and they're like, oh, we can't do it. I'm like, come on, guys. I'm not an idiot. I know what's going on here. And then I was like, that was it.
No, and these shows, you watch them, the editing is so horrible. You're like, okay, he's clearly not laughing at what was just said. You clearly picked a laugh from something else entirely and slapped it to that because this is completely
incongruent. There was a kid, there was a guy that I knew that, I forgot the guy's name, a good comic, that got through on, because Last Comic, they picked 30 people, but they only used 20. So even though they say you're going to Hollywood, you got a phone call saying you're off the show. That happened to me 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And there was a kid that also happened to that they said you're going to Hollywood. He got through, and then they kicked him off the show for no reason. And then when they aired it, they go, and some of the comics were terrible, and they took his joke, took away the punchline, and had him getting rejected. I was like, that's.
This is what I said. And, you know, I did a post like this. You know, I teach stand-up.
Yeah.
And this is, I have this. If you go to my website, thecomedyinstitute.com, there's a blog section called Just the Tips. And it's all my comedy tips. And one of them, the most recent one, I talk about the reality of fucking with reality TV. And that you have to realize there's nothing real about it. The winners are already chosen. Now, you might get lucky. And you might have that great season. You might. And that's why everyone tries. And you know what? You want to try? I encourage you to try. Just know there's also the chance of that you winding up on the fuck team. And more people wind up on the fuck team than wind up on the rig team.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know? And you just got to know that going into it. Because it happens
more
often than
I asked the
not.
Producer. I'm like, why are you guys doing that? And he goes, listen. He goes, we're evil people. That's what they told me. I go, okay.
Yeah,
all right,
their job is to fuck with you.
Yeah. Anyway, what do you got coming up? Tyler, Ween Dog, what's up?
Go ahead, Tyler.
I'm going to see Blink 182 next week.
So am I.
You are?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
And Lil Wayne.
On Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going
next to Thursday,
you.
Going to Blink. All right, so we'll meet up.
Yes.
We'll meet up. And then after that, got the UFC coming up. Still, I had my first training session last night. I rolled very, very, very lightly with a couple really small guys, like 135ers. I blew up my back 2 weeks ago.
Eesh.
I don't know if you knew. So that's coming along, not so much in pain anymore, but that's what I got coming up if you want to give
from,
me a follow.
From doing jiu-jitsu?
No. From lifting weights, yeah. Oh. Doing deadlifts.
Good
like
work.
A moron.
So that's
so
on you.
Stupid.
Ween Dog, what do you got?
You can follow me on Instagram, at the Ween Dog, and also my new podcast will be dropping out this Sunday night. It's called Creepy Town.
Creepy Town.
Now, is that the one where you interview little kids at schools?
No, it's a YouTube channel. That's coming out later.
You
all right.
About that? Is in a show where he interviews kids at schools from a van.
Okay.
And also gives them free candy and ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
He really does.
Yeah.
Dude, the FBI is going to come here one day.
I'm inspired
and take you away.
This YouTube guy.
Somebody made a picture of it. Joe Jaggi made a picture of it. There's a YouTube guy named Blippi,
and he's like, he makes videos for kids, and he has like 30 million views on every single one of his videos. If you translate that to cash, that's like, he's a billionaire. So I'm like, I got to get into the children's game. You know, I got to play with these kids, make videos with the kids.
That's not dumb, actually.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what
your
I'm
execution is.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of dumb.
Concept,
yeah.
But no, yeah, yeah. Kids are money. That's yeah. what the money
no,
is.
No, because they are just feasting on these videos all day long, and they just go through channels, you know, one at a time, you know, whole bites. And so, yeah, no, if you could capture that, they're not watching TV anymore. They're just on their phones, just scrolling through videos.
Yep.
So if you can create a channel that they consume, you're right. That's where the money is in that on that platform.
Yep.
And Greg, what do you got?
To teenagers. I have a couple more shows of my fantasy meets reality comedy fantasy football show that I'm doing with Adam Rank from the NFL Network. And let me see. On the 9th, we will be at the Irvine Improv. On the 11th, yes, of August. This is August now, by the way. We're in August.
I know.
11th, San Jose Improv. Let me see. The 15th at the Ontario Improv. And then the 18th, Oxnard Levity Live. And on the 31st, we'll be at the D Hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, I like the hotel.
So be sure and check us out for those shows. So it's half, you know, it's half stand-up and half fantasy football Q&A with the audience. So while you're setting your drafts, getting ready to draft, getting ready to talk fantasy football, ooh, come chop it up with the guru, and I'll be on it as well.
Good for you. August, guys, I will be August 16th in Biloxi, Mississippi with Russell Peters. August 17th at the MGM National Harbor in Maryland. At the Looney Bin Comedy Club in Little Rock, August 21st to 24th. Tommy T's in Rancho Cordova, All My Sack People, August 30th and 31st. Edmonton, September 4th to the 8th at the Comic Strip. And the House of Comedy, September 18th to the 22nd in Phoenix, Arizona. If you like this podcast, if you want to support, go to rockfin.com, rokfin.com/AdamHunter. Endorse me. Endorse my page. It really helps me out. That's why you're getting so many podcasts, okay? The reason you're getting all these podcasts, I just did one with Dean Thomas this week that came out today. Last week I had one with Stephen Bonner. So extra podcasts, put up all my comedy, all my kamikaze comedy, everything on there. And it's a really cool thing because if you get my video, you also get Jordan Burroughs now has a channel on it. If you're into grappling, AJ...
AJ Agazarm.
Agazarm has one. Chael Sonnen has a thing on it. A lot of comics have it.
Ben Askren.
Joey Medina. Ben Askren has it. Nick Diaz has a channel. Rich Aronovich has a channel. So a lot of people are getting channels, and it's really cool because they pay their content creators in cryptocurrency, and it's awesome. So I highly recommend it. Thank you guys so much.
And can I mention one more thing? I forgot. August 23rd, I'll be back in Dallas, my hometown. Headlining Laughs by the Lake in Irving, Texas.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a big civic event, and I'm the big headliner this year, so come join. It's completely free.
Awesome.
So come, and if you wanted to see me work clean, this is your chance. I don't know, you'll see. I may be the last comic they have. I've done it. Obviously, I used to work colleges, and so I've done it before. It's not that big of a deal. So if you wanted that, but that's a free show, outdoors, Laughs by the Lake, Irving, Texas, August 23rd.
Love it. Thank you, guys.
Trap sons and trap dunts. Tuni sons to hook them dorpo lan. Tada stolt and dorpo da boro.